from KQED.
The earthquake has many in California thinking of all the old buildings that haven't been retrofitted yet. KQED's Tara Seiler has more.
Many of the buildings that make up Napa's quaint downtown are constructed with unreinforced masonry, and some of those buildings took a big hit on Sunday, with walls crumbling into piles of brick and mortar. Out of the 24 buildings in Napa's retrofit program, a quarter had still not been upgraded when the earthquake hit. Amir Makari is a professor of seismic engineering at Cal State Sacramento and a member of the state's Seismic Safety Commission. He says there are some 25,000 of these historic buildings across the state, and about 8,000 have yet to be made seismically safe.
People understand what the risks are. We understand what the problems are. The engineering is there.
What's not there, says Makari, is the money or the enforcement. He says especially since the 2007 recession, local governments have eased off on property owners. After all, retrofitting buildings is expensive, and some cities fear owners might pick up and leave instead of foot the bill. What's needed, says Makari, are some state incentives to get the work done.
Because earthquakes will occur, and damage will occur, and loss of life will occur if we don't undergo all of the retrofits that are mandated at this point.
Makari estimates the price tag to retrofit the remaining 8,000 historic buildings would be more than $3 billion. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.